ब्रह्मा गुरुविष्णु गुरुदेवो महेश्वरः गुरुसाक्षात् परब्रह्म तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः. Good morning, everyone. From lesson 82, Merging with Shiva, the benefits of meditation. The finest times to meditate are before dawn, at noon, sunset, and midnight. All four of these times could be used, or choose one. The meditation should be from 15 minutes to 1/2 hour to begin with. What to meditate on? The transmutation of the yogic forces back to their source, the actinic force. Through perfect posture, asana, we transmute the physical forces and the emotional forces. Through the control of the breath, pranayama, we transmute the intellectual forces and move awareness out of the area of the mind that is always thinking, the great dream. These two are, of course, really important parts of meditation. We need to sit up straight, which transmutes the physical forces and the emotional forces, and then we need to control the breath, which quiets down the intellect. As we've mentioned before, the breath and thinking are interrelated. So it works both ways. If we intensify our thinking, it will speed up our breathing. If we slow down the breathing, it'll slow down the thinking. You can go at it from either side, because the two are interrelated. So the goal of meditation, of course, is to slow down the thinking. And that's done by regulating the breath, which also slows it down. Then we become vibrant and confident in ourselves, feeling the power of our spine, through which the actinic forces flow out through the nerve system. We learn to lean on our own spine more than on any other person, teacher, book, organization, or system. The idea there is, we're not talking, of course, about the physical spine, lean on your physical spine. We're talking about the fact that we have spiritual energy in that location. There's spiritual energy in the location of our spine, and if we tune into the spiritual energy that's in the location of our spine, then it gives us confidence, enables us to be vibrant. Answers begin to become real and vibrant, hooked on to the end of each question. And these and many more are the dynamic rewards of the sincere aspirant who searches within through meditation. So spiritual energy, if we're feeling spiritual energy, can also open us to experiencing our intuition. Two things aren't really different, it's just different ways of explaining the same phenomena. One is as energy, the other is as intuition. So experiencing the spiritual energy and having the answer hooked onto the question means, in that state of mind, if we think about something, we can understand it immediately sometimes. Of course, not all of the time, but sometimes the answer just comes immediately without the laborious process of reason and analysis. So remember that one. We'll come back to that one later. This is from some material I have in my, I think it's called The Path of Enlightenment. It's fairly massive presentations, drawing on the Parampara stories. When Yogaswami began living in his Kulumbhataraya ashram, he would spend the first 3 days of a week in meditation. How's that? 72-hour meditation. He would rest on the fourth day. Well, that's good. Again, he would spend the last 3 days in meditation. Even after the devotees began to arrive in great numbers, he would be wrapped in meditation at will. On Shivaratri day, it was his custom to meditate through the night. So that's a pretty strict Shivaratri, right? You just lock yourself into meditation when it starts and come out when it's done. A few devotees who had the good fortune to be with Swami at these times saw a light shining where Swami's body should have been. Those devotees who saw this shining light for a few seconds believed that this was the divine light that shone from his blemishless form and was his true form. Even those who could not see this shining light were amazed at the erect still form of Swami, seated like a statue without any movement. That golden form sat as still as his umbrella in the corner. On one occasion, when Swami sat like a pillar, a crow came flying, rested on his head for a while, and flew away. In other words, he was so still for so long, the crow didn't know it was a person. He just thought it was a pillar. Ilka Swami made reference to this event in one of his sayings in the book Words of Our Master, which states, "If you think of the state of Shiva, which is beyond all attributes, it won't come. It will come by itself. One day when I was in that state, a bird came and sat on my head." Even yogis and yanis can't understand that state. Yogaswami would also stress the importance of meditation to his devotees and formulated a key teaching, or Mahavakyam, to help them meditate. "Know thyself" is the Mahavakyam in English, or Tanai Ari in Tamil. Here are some of Yogaswami's sayings on knowing thyself. "You must know the self by thyself. Concentration of mind is required for this. You lack nothing. The only thing you lack is that you do not know who you are. Truth is not encompassed by books and learning. You must know yourself by yourself. There is nothing else to be known." Then there's this story about Markandu Swami. "My guru began taking his monks to Jaffna in 1969. Yogaswami, of course, had passed away in 1964, so we did not have the opportunity of meeting him. However, Yogaswami's disciple, Markandu Swami, was living in a hut outside of Jaffna and would share Yogaswami's teachings with all who visited. In this way, many of our senior monks had the opportunity to visit him and listen to his explanations of Yogaswami's teachings." Markandu Swami liked to stress the teaching that Yogaswami only gave us one work to do and would say, "Yogaswami didn't give us 100 odd works to do, only one. Realize the self yourself, or know thyself, or find out who you are." In Tamil, Tanai Ari, "You can't find the truth in 1,000 books or by listening to people talk. You must realize the self by yourself." One of his instructions was, "When you are in meditation, you watch the mind. Here and there, the mind is hopping. 1, 2, 3, 100. In a few seconds, the mind goes to 100 places. Let him be. You also watch very carefully. Here and there, this mind is running. Let him go anywhere. But if it goes to 100 places, you must follow him to 100 places. You must not miss even a single one. Follow him and note, he is going here. Now he is going there. You must not miss even a single one. That is the prescription Sadhguru Yogaswami gave me to open this inner book. He said, watch very attentively and learn to pick up things coming from within. Those messages are very valuable. You can't value them. Realize self by self and open this inner book. Why don't you open your own book? Why don't you make use of it? What an easy path I am prescribing for you." So that's the same idea there, that what Gurudeva calls answers attached to the end of questions Or Kundu Swami is saying, pick up things from within. Same idea. That through the practice of meditation, we can receive an intuition. And intuitions are very valuable. They're so valuable, you can't value them. So, thank you very much. Have a wonderful day.